The EU is the stronghold of the globalists, the very architects who launched the war in Ukraine with the aim of delivering a strategic defeat to Russia. They are also the sworn enemies of MAGA and Trump. The EU and the US Democratic Party form a unified structure of the international deep state, which imagines itself as the world government. Their current goal is to force the US to keep fighting Russia, aiming to harm both Putin and Trump. Zelensky and his so-called international terrorist organization ITO are the vanguard of this world government. Within Europe itself, the deep state has established a direct dictatorship, openly trampling on its own democratic norms by crushing the Euro-Trumpists, the AfD, Marine Le Pen, Georgescu, and Simeon, anyone they can. They aren't able to topple Orban, Fico, Meloni, or Vucic, but the attempts continue. Putin's conversation with Trump helps Trump better understand who is really fighting whom in Ukraine and against whom. And that is the key. The neocons in the US are part of this globalist deep state. During Trump's first term, they managed to block most of his initiatives. Now their influence is much weaker, but it still exists. And they are desperately pushing Trump toward war with Russia, supporting Zelensky's terrorists, and more sanctions. The neocons are the globalists' leverage to partially control Trump. The Trump-Putin dialogue is a crucial step towards clarifying the real situation for Trump. Putin already understands everything perfectly and is delicately helping Donald see the truth. This drives the deep state into a rage. Such is the tango of great powers.